Proud of My Town is a community transformation initiative created by Nedbank in partnership with Urban Planning Social Enterprise Ranyaka Community Transformation. The initiative invests in programs which are based on the needs and opportunities which are identified within the beneficiary's community. Now, on the show this evening, we are joined by Nedbank's Provincial General Manager, Lodric Lubusi, alongside Precious Zulu to tell us more about this. But before we delve into our conversation, just a little backstory on Precious. She is a director of the Young Life Development Organization, which is a non-profit aimed at alleviating poverty by developing the youth. Welcome both to Rise FM.
Hi, how are you?
Precious, I think I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us more about yourself and maybe your passions so that our listeners can just get a better sense of where you come from?
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Precious Zulu, the founder and the director of Young Life Development Organization that is based in the location of Banyamazane, Nelspruit.
Yeah, and that's it, eh? nothing more about your passion. What about your passions there, Precious? Because I'm quite interested in that, you know. I know you, it's nice that you're from Banyamazane, but just your passions. Can you just tell us more about yourself so that we get a sense of who you are?
Okay, I'm a passionate person. I'm a person that has a background of, I grew up in the location. Then as I grew up in the location, I saw the need of a non-profit organization because of, I would see many young girls going to the schools without sanitary towels. I would see young girls and young boys, they would go to school without a uniform. Then I was very fortunate to meet with the right people that they helped me to register an NPO that is called Young Life Development Organization. And we call it, it's a poverty alleviation non-profit program that aims at developing the community members of Banyamazane, especially those people who are disadvantaged in their family background. And our NPO was registered in March 2019.
That's it. Now, Precious, maybe you could explain to us, what exactly is your relationship with Nedbank's Proud of My Town initiative?
Oh, our relationship with Nedbank. Yeah? Nedbank will come to our community, especially here in Banyamazane, the Ranyaka. They will come for the workshop to develop the community. And we're very fortunate to be appointed by Ranyaka. Then what happened during this situation of COVID-19, we saw that many people, they are really struggling because of the unemployment. Then we approached Ranyaka Nedbank. Then they started to assist us with the food parceling. Then we were issuing to our beneficiaries. Then after then, we started to do a project of a garden that is doing very well. And our garden is ready for harvesting. Many people will benefit from it. And they also help us with the training. They come to our community to do the micro gardening. They were teaching us about tea gardening. Then many people, they are happy. There were a lot of people that have attended, the stakeholders, many people in our community of Banyamazane.
Precious, you mentioned gardening, and obviously this is to alleviate poverty as well and to feed those in the community. But how many people would you say, or should I say, how many families would you say are benefiting from this?
Okay, we are currently standing at 42 beneficiaries, people that are benefiting from our garden. The orphans and many people that are unemployed in the community that are our beneficiaries.
Yeah. Now, we also have Mr. Lodric here, Dubisi, at the studio. I just need to mention that Lodric was my senior. Once upon a time in high school, let me put it that way, and he's a fellow accountant, so that's good. Logic, for me, I want to know, why is it important for companies in the private sector, especially like Nedbank, to be able to participate in these kind of initiatives?
Yeah, okay, thanks.
So, sorry, Precious, that's a question that's directed at Logic.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Wandile. And I guess what you were also trying to say is that we local, both having to having come from Kanyamazane, which is also quite topical in terms of what we're discussing, and it's quite relevant. So I think as Nedbank, and you know, I also shared it probably in previous occasion that I think apart from the obvious mileage that you can get as an organization by participating in social upliftment and helping to make a difference, I think for me, I think there are genuinely people and organization out there who want to do good, and they just need the right partner and or resources to make a difference within those communities. So I think large corporates like Nedbank, through Proud of My Town and Ranyaka, we aim to achieve just that. Mm-hmm. And it was by chance with Precious, as she's telling you the story, she's quite modest. And I think through that partnership, you know, we're able to make a difference, and 42 families which are benefiting at this through this particular initiative, one of many. So I think you know, it is a powerful partnership between private, public, and the community, supporting community activism. Mm. And she's talked about you know, poverty alleviation, which this talks to issues deep at the micro level. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I see logic. I mean, you know, this is obviously not limited to what Precious was speaking about. I mean, can you elaborate what other kind of initiatives Proud of My Town is part of? I mean, I see that obviously you guys would encompass things like your ECD or your early childhood development and obviously strong schools. Can you just run us through some of the programs that that this initiative obviously encompasses?
Yeah. So... I think you might gather, especially when you go through the Proud of My Town page, you know, there are various initiatives, including health, including, you know, education. But it really, it's about sustainability. Mm-hmm. And you can only establish what are some of the real needs by engaging and activating within the communities, which is then when you get to understand where the real need is. And then that's what... formulates in terms of where do we get involved, but really we couldn't do it without the communities. And I think sustainability is the big sort of derivative here that one you know, is driving.
And back to you, Precious. What impact? Because Lodric has said they're doing all these initiatives, but maybe just to hear it from you, what impact would you say Proud of My Town has had on your community specifically?
Come again?
What impact has Proud of My Town had on your community?
It has put a lot of impact because we as a community, there are a lot of things that were not happening in our community, but now they are happening through Nedbank. There are people that they went to school, they never received a certificate of whatever, but now it ran at the Nedbank. They will come to our community and train people. And there are many people who are starving, not understanding that they can do things by themselves without going to the shop. They can start a garden at the end of the day. Mm. And Ranyaka and Nedbank is there for us and the people that they don't have information.
Mm.
Thank you.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuga. And we're chatting to Lodric Lubisi, who is the Provincial General Manager of Nedbank, alongside Precious Zulu. And they are discussing Nedbank's Proud of My Town initiative.
Yeah, and I think basically before we wrap up, I mean, this is a question that I wanted to, you know, pose to Lodric as well. I mean, are you able to just, sorry, but Lodric, just run us through the objectives of this particular program as well? I mean, I see that, you know, healthy and educated and active is one of those particular objectives. And what other objectives would be there for this particular program in particular?
So I think within community interest, you want to find those programs which drive social upliftment, which capacitates the community in terms of being able to do things for themselves. So by the time proud of my town, has had an involvement and participated. We aim to leave the community with something very tangible that they can, you know, be able to continue with and proudly call something their own before we can say we're moving on to the next project. So it really is a variety in terms of what we're looking at. But there's a specific focus around health, capacity building, community projects, which aims to alleviate poverty, etc.
Yeah. Now, Ludric, I mean, there's somebody now listening in MLO, there's somebody listening, for instance, in Kinross, for that matter, or Barberton, or, you know, anyway, in Emalahleni, in Middleburg, and they're looking at it and saying, I'm also proud of my town, you know, and I want to get involved in this particular project. So how does somebody that is sitting in some of these towns, the far-flung areas on Mpumalanga, ultimately get involved?
Thank you. It is a selective within a particular town or community goes through that process. But I think if you're interested on the details, I would also encourage that we make contact with my colleagues, Tembiso Malevu on 082-649-6737. Nedbank, proud of my town, as well as Ranyaka has got a Facebook page. You'll find useful information in terms of just where and how we get involved and some of our contacts as well. But you're also welcome to go to the local office, whether it's a Nedbank branch, you know, to get further information or to be put into contact. If that's how you prefer it.
Yeah. And logic, these amounts obviously differ. In terms of, I mean, it's a specific criteria in terms of how you guys get involved monetary wise in terms of these projects. Does it depend on the size of the project? How does it ultimately work?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously Ranyaka being the implementing agent will advise Nedbank once a community has been chosen, you know, to saying these are the needs of the community. And then through with the representation of Nedbank, then come up in terms of, you know, what are the needs and how do we get involved? Because at the end of the day, I think it is about sustainability in however way or form we get involved.
Ludric, my brother, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm happy to see you after so many years. thank you so much for coming into studio. And please enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And a big thank you to Precious for also joining us this evening. Thank you so much for joining us, Precious.
Thank you very much. We appreciate. Bye.
And Proud of My Town is a Nedbank initiative that helps to unlock opportunities in communities through various interventions, including entrepreneurial support and enterprise development. When you use your Nedbank current account, Nedbank donates a percentage of your monthly maintenance fee towards the initiative. Remember, your fee doesn't increase and there are no extra contributions. By actively using your account, you grow the fund, which enables an even bigger impact on community development. So switch to Nedbank today and start making a difference.